When I consider the work I've selected, the message they give me are persevering and staying strong. These poems are connected because they all share a similar message. It's not inspiration, but more getting back up and pushing yourself when you have been beaten or pushed down. They all have these powerful words that make them relatable. Writing my poetry was hard because usually when I write about poetry, the topic inspiration doesn't come to mind at all. I tend to write about sadness or pain or hurt most because it's easy to write about. Like, negative things are all around us. So if negative things are all around us, of course, more negative thoughts come to mind and will be put in your poetry. But I felt like I needed to shake things up a bit and write about something out of the box for me. So after reading my poems, I felt good about how they turned out and I was excited to share them. All the poetry I have selected were powerful, and when evaluating them, they had strong, encouraging outcomes to them. What I have learned from the process of developing these poems is to appreciate things more, and it can affect people in different ways. Faith by me. I have faith in you. We walk this world together, with each step and embrace of each other. For you, I will walk thousands of miles and more, helping me live to love. I have fallen for you. Because of you, I live, standing with me, teaching me the importance of life. You will be my inspiration to walk on the moon, to fulfill my dreams. You are my sun and my moon. You help me shine. 7.53 billion people in the world, and all I see is you. The inspiration you give me to love, to live, to see. I'll walk the earth with pride, knowing that I have you by my side forever. My inspiration by me. You considered having me, took me under your wing and showed me your knowledge. Taking one look at you and feeling at home. Home. You are my home, the inspiration I have. You're the reason I wake up. The reason I love, you are the reason I laugh, the reason I smile. There's no me without you. I was there. I was there through your pain, and you were there for mine. I was there for you when you had no one else to turn to. I was yours, your masterpiece of success, even if you didn't know it. I grew up. You were still here. When my dad couldn't be, when my grandparents were too busy for me, when I had no one. Through the attitude, through the homework, through the pain, and through the heartbreak. And you're here now. I know you're not going anywhere. We need each other. You're my best friend. You are my mom. I love you. Fighting Back by me. They tell me I won't be my best self, that I won't succeed. They tease me and push me down. I'm hurting. I feel pain, which turns into anger. No one listens. Who can help me? I have to do this by myself. I have to get up and fight back. I get up and dust myself off, bruised and burned by their words, striking me with their cruelty. It's hard to fight back. I will try. No, I will do. Every day, working hard, I can't give up. They taught me how to be a better me, how to do better. Without their words or spite, they would never have been me. My thrive for a better world. Anticipating this day, I have stood my ground. I've done it. Self-Fate by Jude. Some may try to fly, while others wish to fall. They decide on the inside, and their fate is decided. A person's fate is decided by their own choice. A person who is determined with an unwavering heart is on the path to success. Someone who doesn't believe, who wants to give up, they can never truly win. Even if everything is stacked in their favor, a person who wants victory will attack people around them that share that desire. They will pave your path to success. Your heart will believe in success, and you will achieve it. Make friends. Believe in yourself. Unique by Mbembola T. Because I know who I am at ease and free. I can't be like others, and they can't be like me. I've got fading scars and unusual physique, but it all works together to make me unique. I've got hidden strengths, some obvious flaws, still, I am who I am, for better, for worse. I don't have to blend in. I won't live a lie. I can't please everyone. I won't even try. Some call me proud. Others stare at me in alarm. But I'm not one to bother. because I know who I am. Still I Rise by Maya Angelou. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you so beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I got oil wells pumping in my living room? Just like moons and like suns with the certainty of tides, just like hopes springing high, still, I'll rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't take it awfully hard, 'cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from the past that rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise. When I consider the work I've selected, the message they give me are persevering and staying strong. These poems are connected because they all share a similar message. It's not inspiration, but more getting back up and pushing yourself when you have been beaten or pushed down. They all have these powerful words that make them relatable. Writing my poetry was hard because usually when I write about poetry, the topic inspiration doesn't come to mind at all. I tend to write about sadness or pain or hurt most because it's easy to write about. Like, negative things are all around us. So if negative things are all around us, of course, more negative thoughts come to mind and will be put in your poetry. But I felt like I needed to shake things up a bit and write about something out of the box for me. So after reading my poems, I felt good about how they turned out and I was excited to share them. All the poetry I have selected were powerful, and when evaluating them, they had strong, encouraging outcomes to them. What I have learned from the process of developing these poems is to appreciate things more, and it can affect people in different ways.